Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
And welcome to Tuesday's show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
A new survey has found that people in relationships tend to be happier if they're not always writing down news about their relationship. Like, so happy with my honey. Ooh, just dancing around with my honey.
Okay, got it.
My honey's so wonderful. Mm-hmm. My baby's so great.
Yeah.
Also, people who post a bunch of selfies are less content. So, just around the room here, Amy puts her husband up sometimes, but never his head. It's a weird thing. Sometimes you see his face.
You can't say never, because
sometimes
you put him up.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Got that big beard.
And a hat.
And a hat. Yeah. Lunchbox occasionally will put a picture of his wife up from the wedding only.
Anniversary, that's it.
But it was from your wedding.
Yeah, that's the only time I post a picture.
Yeah, you guys are weird.
Big deal.
Eddie doesn't put a picture of his wife up at all.
At all. Or the kids.
My girlfriend's already a public figure, so there's no issue. I don't let her put pictures of me up that much.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Why that rule?
Because...
her career.
Yeah, here's why. This is the honest truth.
Yeah. Mm.
I think that other places, like other companies and Satellite, are punishing her for dating me. And
it's not fair.
So I'm like, don't put up a bunch of pictures of me because they're going to just use it against you.
Dang.
So I don't let her. I'm just like, nope. I think the rule is like 1 in 25.
Wow.
Like you put up 25 posts.
Then you're allowed.
You can put me in. Not allow, I don't allow her to do anything, but I just discourage it. But I'll put her up on mine because I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't do it a lot, but we're. Yeah. She's gone now for a week, but yeah. What?
That's a weird rule just because. Like I said,
it's not really a rule. It's just something that I think probably should be.
Okay,
right.
Guideline. Because guys that follow her need to know, hey, like you need to back off.
I have no interest in if guys want to back on or back off. It's up to her what she does.
Wow. That's a lot of pressure right there.
For who?
For her.
No, it's not.
You can do whatever you want.
She can do whatever she wants. Whatever she wants. She can do whatever she wants. Not so can I, but there'll be repercussions if it's.
That's true.
So, I don't think Ray, our producer, probably puts the most pictures up with the girl.
I put up a lot. I usually include her in all of them. That's guaranteed 1,000 likes.
Oh, you do it for a like.
Wow. She just wants to see me doing a selfie.
You're right. My dog and my girlfriend get more likes than anything I put up, like by far. And people follow me, but they don't even like pictures of me. It's the weirdest thing. It's like going to McDonald's. And being like, we have any KFC in here?
I will say, when I do show my husband, I get more.
You're saying that I should put my wife up and I'd get likes?
If you want more likes, dude, put those kids up in every picture.
Eddie, you know what kills it is kids.
Yeah, kids, man.
Think about this.
Let me borrow your kids. I won't even say they're yours, and I'll post them on my kid. Yeah, yeah. I'd be like, check out my nephews. And I'll be like, wait, what?
Those look a lot like Eddie.
No. Well, anyway, the people that just post on Facebook like happy they are in a relationship, I'm always like something's up.
Okay.
There's no reason, unless it's a holiday, just to put like, hey, Jimmy, missing you today.
Right.
You can call them or text them.
Sure, totally.
If you're missing them, reach out yourself.
Yeah.
It's always like people who want to do shout-outs on the radio. Like, hey, can you do a shout-out on the radio? I'm like, yeah, call them. Shout-out to them on their phone.
Oh, but it's cool to get a song played and
a shout-out.
Oh.
Not a request. Not a dedication.
Oh.
But hey, can I get on the air and say hi to Frank? Why don't you just call Frank and tell him hi?
But how cool if you're Frank and your friend is shouting you out on the radio?
True.
No. Yes. No.
Shout-out's cool.
No. I think so.
No. All right.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
I hope your Tuesday is going good. Got a good story here for you, Amy. 33-year-old Rebecca, she lost 40 pounds. Which itself is a cool thing.
Yeah.
That's a lot of weight to lose. But she did it so she could donate one of her kidneys to a friend who needed it. She weighed 200 pounds. I know, right? And she was like, her lifestyle was so unhealthy that they said, you can't donate your kidney.
Right.
So she had to drop 20 pounds. So she went ahead and dropped 40 in time. Got her from the kidney. It looks like the kidney is going to take. It's all going to work out.
Love that. It's a double.
It's like a triple. One, she gave somebody a kidney. Two, she lost a bunch of weight. Three, this is just a good story. There we go.
Yeah.
I see you. There you go for your Tuesday. Good morning. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in California. Several beaches remain closed. Dozens of sharks have been spotted in the water in the past week, and a fisherman even caught a great white shark when he was fishing. In other news, officials are now criticizing the family for reckless behavior after that sea lion grabbed their little girl. Apparently, the family was feeding the sea lion before the incident, and the girl was sitting way too close to the water. Luckily, everyone is okay. And finally, in weather news, Indiana has declared a state of emergency in some counties from all the flooding. Homes are under 20 feet of water in some places. To help out, go to redcross.org.
I was up last night whenever they said, hey, there's a bombing outside of a concert in England. And so it was Ariana Grande. I started thinking, how did they get a bomb inside the building? Because forever they didn't say where the bomb went off. It's like, they have metal detectors. But it was that spot right when you walk out of the building. Mm. So that's all free reign. Anybody can be around there. You don't need a ticket to get inside of it. Because at first I was like, how do they get into the show? And then why do they wait till after the show?
Right.
These are all just thoughts running through my head as I'm trying to process what had happened. Yeah, it's super. Everybody knows it's super sad. Everybody knows it's terrible. Everybody's saying that over and over again. But yeah, that is what it is. But then I'm thinking, man, what? How did this person get to them? And then do we have the same kind of vulnerability here? And we do. And especially when it's someone who's by themselves and isn't talking to anyone else, which is what they think it is. Because what happens with us is we pick up the chitter chatter. However we do it, through reading emails, through cell phone calls or texts or whatever, we can usually pick up the chitter chatter between two people. But if it's someone by themselves and they find a soft spot like this person did, because he did.
Yes.
I'm assuming it's a he, right?
I have been as well.
Okay. And so that's what he did. He had a nail bomb. For all intents and purposes, this may change as the morning goes along. He had a nail bomb, and he was a suicide bomber, and he waited outside the concert for people to walk out. And then after it was over, you know, he did what he did and killed the people. And so yeah, I went to bed last night and I didn't see all the facts until this morning whenever I woke up and was like, man, like, yeah, it's really terrible. It sucks. People died. Bad people are everywhere. And just watching the video, I watched about two videos. I was like, I can't watch. I mean, I've seen this too many times at this point. Like, I've seen this too many times where things are blowing up and people are running. And you want to think, you just get so angry, but I think I got irritated at myself for not being angry because it just happens a lot. And you start to become numb to it a bit. And then you're like, damn, like there's another one.
Right.
That sucks. There's another one.
Yeah, the fact that I don't like that feeling either. It's just like a desensitized feeling.
And that's how I felt last night. And I was like, wow, that really is terrible. And they're kids. I mean, that's who goes to these shows, a bunch of kids.
Which that one woman was on the news describing about how there was a group of 5-year-olds in front of her. So I don't think, for me, having these parents on talking about their children, that was where it was a little bit different. I think, obviously, there's kids at the Boston Marathon. There was kids there. But this is a place full of, like, legit, that's her fan base, is a bunch of kids. Like, what? I don't know. Ugh.
So I watch it. I go to bed. But I was irritated at myself because I wasn't more angry about it. Because over the last years, we just see it. It just is a thing.
Do you know of anybody that's taken responsibility yet?
No, not yet. Yeah. And I don't know. This hasn't run West Coast. So this 2 hours from now, this will run West Coast. And it could change. So, you know, talking about real-time things is always kind of weird for us. And I tell you, I talked to Ray a minute ago. Ray did the news and didn't bring it up in the news. And we have a no-death rule in the news. It's like, don't talk about death. It's like, well, but if it's the biggest news story, it should be brought up. Like, this is a huge news story. And then again, it goes to the thing like this, because it happens so far away from us, the further away it gets, does it feel less real? Because that's a thing, too. Because if something happens in 7 countries away, you're like, well, that could never happen here until it does. Now, we're lucky enough that we haven't had a bombing or anything like this in years and years and years. There have been nutbags that go into places with guns, but we haven't had one of these that bombs in forever. I don't believe in the jinx, and I'm not saying that to. But I'm asking you, does it feel a little less real because it's so far away? Because I feel like they're probably a little more lax in what they do as far as security. Don't know the truth.
Oh.
But, you know, the cops don't even have guns over there.
Yeah, that did cross my mind. And, you know, my husband lived in England, so we were watching the news and talking together, and he was just describing just that, and even the part of town was, I mean, this was not when, I don't know if people are speculating, again, we don't know who did it and why.
Oh, I always assume like ISIS did it, because they're the bunch of S-heads. That
right. But I mean, my husband was referring to that this is a really bad part of town, and even, well, if with terroristic type stuff, they've been threatening to move more towards England, so.
Heavily, they've been talking about going to the UK.
You know. We had discussions about that. I feel my husband is so passionate about if it is a terrorist related act like that, it hits him hard. So I was having talks about with him. So I think I don't know. I don't feel disconnect to me. I don't feel exactly as desensitized as maybe you were describing. But I don't think it's wrong that you feel that way.
I don't think it's wrong either. I mean, everybody has the right to their own feelings. But for me, it was, it happens all the time. It sucks. And you wish it didn't happen all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like on the news, there's some kind of explosion of people dying.
Yeah.
All over the world.
Flood of emotions. And then I get scared. And then my husband's like, don't get scared. It makes me think of various things. Like, really, could that happen anywhere at any given event or venue that we're a part of? I mean, we go to a lot of large functions where there's mass amounts of people, where there's opportunity to capitalize on that many people being in a building.
Yeah, the Boston Marathon is a great example of that. And, you know, we didn't catch that. And you can't. It's hard to catch it when people aren't talking about it. You know, there's people walking around with... How long ago was the Boston Marathon explosion? Because the years just fly by.
How many years ago?
Yeah, how many years ago?
Oh, my goodness.
2015, wasn't it?
16, 17, yeah, maybe two.
It was that recent, huh?
And I just saw that movie, by the way, and it was really good. Patriot Day.
Oh, 2013.
Oh, 13. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, right. Like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that has flown by.
Well, so okay. I mean, I'm watching the news, and it was weird too because I was tweeting because I'm watching a hockey game. Mm. I'm just going to talk about my real emotions here. I'm watching a hockey game, and I'm really into the hockey game, and I'm tweeting this. Really, like, go team. And at the same time, I'm watching all the bomb stuff. And I'm like, holy crap. Like, how is this even real? And then I'm like, am I only supposed to tweet things about the bomb? Or should I lay off the hockey? And it's real trivial things that don't even matter in the real grand scheme of life.
Yeah, but that's normal. I think everyone, well, most everyone probably has similar thoughts.
Yeah.
Especially you being where people, you're a public figure. So people dissect your tweets and I don't know, could say something to you where it's like, you should be not tweeting about this, you need to tweet about that. But I mean, again, you're still excited about the hockey game you're watching. It doesn't mean life just completely stops. I didn't even tweet about the explosion.
And you're not supposed to. There's no supposed to.
Okay.
You're not supposed to do anything. When something like this happens, you're not supposed to do anything except sit there and go, how does this make me feel? And how's it going to make me feel in the future? So... That happened last night, and we're not going to spend a whole show talking about it. Well, it'll come up as the show goes along, but I was just so confused and a bit disappointed in myself because of my emotion, because it was, you know, I'm watching everybody tweet these things, and I'm just like, man, it's another one. This sucks. And then I feel guilty because I've just seen it. It's like watching the news and watch people. Mm-hmm. After you see it every day on the news, not this, but other things on the news, bad things.
No, I get that.
It starts to just become a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And until we're able to wipe them out, they're going to keep doing it. And how to wipe them out? I have no idea. It's not even political to me. I have no idea. I'm talking about now. So there's that. We'll do Tell Me Something Good in a second, our positivity segment. But I feel like all that stuff's in my mind, and I still don't even have my thoughts collected. Like, I don't. I got like 3 hours sleep last night. Didn't have a... So there's that.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
Time for your Tuesday positivity, always about bringing you good news. The segment's called Tell Me Something Good. Let's tell everybody something good.
Tell me something good.
All right, I'm going to go. A chance meeting at a Cracker Barrel changed two men's lives forever. Last April, this guy named John started talking to this stranger. He's wearing a Marine hat. The stranger is Pastor Edgar Roberts. They struck up a friendship. Again, they were just randomly waiting to get their food at Cracker Barrel. You know, everybody's waiting around, so you walk around the gift shop, you just stand there waiting for them to call your name.
Yep.
So they start talking. They exchange information. The pastor got sick, needed a kidney. Guy was like, I got you. They tested, boom, kidney worked. Donated the kidney.
From just a conversation at Cracker Barrel.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
All these kidney sending stories. It makes me want to give a kidney away.
Really?
Yeah. Like, everybody's doing it.
Oh,
like,
man.
Like, people are doing it safely.
Yeah.
It's helping. It's saving lives. Like, it really...
A domino effect. Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. We'll see how it goes, but that's all I'm saying. Amy?
There's a Philadelphia photographer named Richard Waugh, and he saw a group of graduates on a bus not too long ago, and they had no family with them to take pictures of their special day. He was like, whoa, they're kind of all in this on their own. So he decided as a photographer, he was going to volunteer his services for anybody that truly needed pictures captured of graduation. And last year, he signed up two people, because that's all that came forward. Well, this year, thanks to social media and people saying, hey, yeah, this is legit. If you need pictures, he'll take them. 12 people showed up, or they're going to show up. He's taking them June 17th, and he's got hair and makeup on site as well. So every year, he hopes that it gets bigger and bigger.
That's cool. Lunchbox, what you got?
About 5 years ago, Chantel was in a car wreck, and she got injured, so she's sitting around. She ballooned up to 311 pounds, and she saw a picture of her and her husband. She's like, I'm embarrassed. He has to be seen with me looking like that. 2 years later, she's dropped 175 pounds.
Wow. Dang, 175. That's crazy.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Seconds Skinny.
So it looks like it's going to be a boy for Jason Aldean and Brittany. They shared the news yesterday on Instagram. They had friends and family over for a reveal party, and they had these big old balloons, and the balloons were black, and then they popped the balloons, and whatever color came out, that was the color of the baby, and it was blue. So they're having a boy.
I bet you Aldean's happy about that.
Blue confetti. Oh, and the girls seemed pumped about it, too. His two daughters and Brittany, they were jumping around like so excited.
I think everybody wants a boy because they're easier to raise. I think you probably get more joy long term with a girl because they actually have real emotions.
What are you trying to say? Easier to raise?
Yeah, easier to raise but less depth.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Don't question what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying to say.
We're just more complex.
Yeah, but there's a bigger reward.
Okay, cool. Rascal Flatts is going to put down roots in Vegas for the fall. They're going to do another residency, so if you want to check that out. They're booked for at least 8 shows at the Venetian beginning October 6th. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Akron, Ohio. A 41-year-old woman walked into a video store to rent a video. She went up to the counter and she goes, oh, I don't have my account card with me. Here's my phone number. Then she gave her a note and says, give me all the money in the register. Only problem is it was her real phone number linked to her account.
Hold on, wait a minute.
I know what you're going to say.
First of all, it's a video store. It's still working. Second of all, when you announce the name of the town, it's like the Aflac duck.
Akron. I tried to be the Aflac duck.
I know you tried out an audition.
Aflac.
And you did. Stop it.
Aflac.
Stop it.
That's pretty good.
What's the town again?
Akron, Ohio. Did I really sound like the Aflac duck?
Yeah. It was like, you're like, from Akron, Ohio.
Akron, Ohio.
Lunchbox did audition to be the Aflac duck. Sending a tape and everything.
Mm-hmm. Good times.
He didn't get a call back.
No, of course not. I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
What do you mean, of course not? Were you expecting to get a call back?
Yeah, I really thought I was pretty good at it.
They weren't looking for someone that sounded just like Gilbert Gottfried, and you were trying to sound like the old Aflac duck.
Correct. So I should have made it my own.
Yeah. Like, if you were to make it your own right now, what would it sound like?
Aflac.
it'd be British.
Oh, Aflac.
Yeah, let me try that again.
Okay.
Aflac.
Now you're just you.
Yeah.
Well, Aflac.
Okay, you're doing the same noise over and
Aflac.
Over.
Aflac.
Oh, God.
Aflac.
Thank you. Come on, get your Bobby Bones on. Last night, this bombing happened in Manchester, England. Or UK. Is it still called England?
Same. You can, whatever. Okay. I say England.
So Ariana Grande was doing a concert there, and I'm sure you've seen it on the news now. And listen, I have a bunch of clip people running out of the place. I just don't want to play that stuff. I don't want people screaming and running out. Like, we know what terrible thing happened. Like, right now, 22 people have died. There are more in the hospital than hurt right now. So,
50.
Yeah.
Well, last I read.
Your husband was stationed over there in the military. Mm-hmm. Like, what does he say about this? Because I just wonder what it's like being security in that part of the world where it's not as secure. because they haven't had to deal with what we've had to deal with here.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he did talk. I don't want to speak for him really, but when he was living there, they hadn't had. So this is their second, I think, biggest attack. The other one was a train station, and that was like 2005, maybe. I can't remember. But so when he was living there, he said it wasn't. He didn't ever feel like a crazy threat. He was gone a lot, though. Like, he lived in England. He lived in Cambridge, actually, but spent a lot of time in Middle East and Africa the whole time he was there. He absolutely loved living there, though.
I'm watching this last night, and it comes on the news, and it's like there's a bombing outside of a concert, and then, you know, it's Ariana Grande, so you're like, holy cow, it's a bunch of kids. But, again, anybody dying is terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, really? And then it's like, I was thinking to myself, how they get in? Like, what metal detector didn't go off? Because now I hear if you go into a concert, there's a metal detector. I went to John Mayer. You couldn't get in because it was so metal detected up.
Yeah.
Then it turns out they were waiting outside.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even metal detectorable.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's not a term, but you know what I mean? It wasn't.
Works
so
for now.
I wonder, and again, you start talking about lone wolf type people. They say they've identified the bomber. They haven't put him out because he's dead. Like, it's suicide bombing. So you wonder, and I guess do you feel differently about going somewhere because of this?
Well, I haven't had to. I feel like by the next time I go somewhere, I don't know that this will be in the front of my brain. Right now it is, and I don't have it. Like, if we had an event tonight or something, it would probably be. It would dominate some of my thoughts for sure. But I mean, I honestly, you know what I was thinking? I don't want to put stuff out. I mean, I don't think that.
No, I think you should just say your emotions, okay, because there's no such thing as a wrong emotion.
My instant, like, we just wrapped iHeart Country. And not that, but then I'm like, okay, this is terrorist thing. But then there's crazy people that just want to be crazy, whether it's terrorist related or not. And by terrorist, I mean ISIS. So, or something like that. And I'm like, we just wrapped at a venue like that. We could easily be in Vegas doing anything at the Verizon Arena and, like, be coming out of the venue thinking we're just on our happy little merry way. And then crazy happens. Or I honestly, on a smaller level, I was thinking I went to your shows. My brain went to the Raging Idiots or the Bobby Bones Funny and Alone, where there's 1,000+, 2,000 sometimes people gathered together in one spot. And I'm like, what is the security like at your shows? Do we have any?
Yes. Well, I do. I mean, like, and yes, they have wandy stuff, but it's not crazy. But again, the guy didn't do anything inside the show.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, I'm talking about also right outside. And you're right, bringing it up. Like, I guess I wasn't even thinking about metal detectors. I thought maybe he was able to get in. And I was like, what did he do?
I thought that too. Like, how did he?
Concert?
Me too. I was like, why at the end?
Yeah.
Like, what? But again, because we were getting facts little by little, and some of them were right, some were wrong. The thing with the news cycle now, people just start throwing stuff up on Twitter, things that they heard and things they know, and all of a sudden there's a second device that they're having to, and it turns out it was just some clothes that were left behind. It does not affect my mindset of things here.
Okay.
And again, maybe it was so far away that it doesn't feel as right here. It didn't happen in Florida. It didn't happen in North Carolina. It didn't happen in a place that feels like home.
Yeah.
I've never been over there. I don't know the difference. So I don't know what the cops are like.
Yeah.
I don't know what. And the problem with having somebody that's doing stuff by themselves is they're not talking to anybody. And if this person wasn't talking to anybody and got on the internet and learned how to make a pipe bomb or a nail bomb, you probably wouldn't have known. Because nobody's picking up chatter. So, I was watching the hockey game last night, and I was saying there's a big crowd of people there that I never thought it would happen there.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
I think that's where my brain goes. I'm like, they could easily be walking out of the...
Somebody could easily walk up with a gun, too,
yes,
out of nowhere and just start firing at people.
Where you've got mass amounts of people, and... Yeah. I think of that with, like, at the Super Bowl... Or I probably think of that any time that the Super Bowl comes around. Maybe because my husband has told me that and I'm sure some other people know this too, but there's planted people all throughout there that are highly trained. They work for various groups, whether they're publicly or privately funded, and they're mixed in with the crowd, and they are legit there to keep people safe. And you would never know. They would, you would think they were a Patriots fan, but they are some highly trained special forces.
Almost like an air marshal. Like, you don't know they're an air marshal on an airplane.
Exactly. And so I'm like, hmm.
Anything else? Lunchbox?
What I've read is that this guy was, they say it was a guy, was known to police, and they believe that it was such a sophisticated bomb that he is part of a cell, and someone built it for him, because they usually won't waste one of their important bomb makers as one of the people that detonate it.
Oh, to like, yeah. part of the suicide.
Someone made it for him, you read, and they gave it to him and then sent him to do it.
Right, and they believe that he probably did a practice run. He took public transit to the concert, and probably in the days leading up, practiced how he was going to do it.
That's weird they wouldn't notice someone doing that with as much as they're watching. I think here in the States, I probably wouldn't notice somebody doing that. That's just me thinking that we have it under control. And I could be wrong about that, because we never really have it under control. But I would think, who knows what I think. I don't know. My emotion was last night, I got irritated myself because I wasn't, you just see people, there are bombs all over the place, all over the world. And I'm like, why am I not angrier? Like, I feel sad for everybody, but I wasn't angry. I was just angry at myself for not being angrier. Because once it starts happening in a bunch of places, you're like, okay, this is the crazy world we live in. And then you're like, is it okay for people to spy on us? If it's going to stop bombs, then you start questioning everything. Yeah, it's a real thing.
Yeah.
So I'm not playing clips of people running out of the building, screaming, crying. And I know a lot of news and a lot of radio shows are doing that. We're just not going to do that. And we're not going to spend the morning focused on it. We'll talk about it. But I don't think people come to us for that. But it is something that's happening that we talk about. And so we like to talk to you about what we talk about when the mics go off. The show just rolls on or off the air. Did you see those nachos in Cali, the one yesterday we were talking about that had botula?
Yeah.
And people got sick. Somebody actually died.
Oh, no.
From buying the nachos at the gas station in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yesterday, botulism. And I didn't even know what that was. But we were talking about it yesterday. People got sick because they bought nacho cheese from a gas station. Man, who got botulism after eating nacho cheese sauce from a Sacramento area gas station, died. He's one of five people who got botulism after apparently consuming nacho cheese. They did a gas station on April 23rd through and May 5th. So the gas station gets in trouble, right? Like, you can't put food out there that...
Has to.
Yeah. Or whoever's in charge of that cheese.
I would assume
there's an outside.
The description of that disease or whatever, or that sickness, was the can or whatever, or however it's stored, so...
Mm, yeah.
So you're saying the gas station stored it improperly?
Yes. I mean, from the description of botulism...
There'll be a price to pay if you drink beer at your Memorial Day barbecue. Mosquito bites. Mosquitoes can tell when you've been drinking beer because your skin chemistry changes and it lures them in.
Oh, they like it?
Yeah, they do like it. So
mosquitoes like me no matter what.
Because you always smell like beer?
I don't know. I don't know, but if you put any of us outside with some mosquitoes, they're going to come to me first.
Maybe your lotion?
Just me.
Hmm. are you doing like any kind of grill out or anything?
Always. Every Memorial Day weekend. I'll grill for sure. Some fajitas, maybe a brisket if I feel crazy.
Why is that crazy? Because it takes more time.
It's an all night, all day thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
My dad doesn't sleep when there's a brisket happening.
Okay. Help me out with my manhood here.
Okay.
Why is it so cool to cook a brisket for 14 hours when you could just go to the store and buy one?
There's pride involved.
Yeah, you know, I've only made like 7 in my life, and probably 2 came out really good.
Again.
So it's just challenging.
Well, okay, but why not go and just buy one?
Bobby, because then you can say when people bite into your brisket and they're like, this is amazing, you're like, that's what's up. My sister has even done it too, and she like calls my dad through the entire process. And I don't know, they get excited about it. I'm not into it. Never done one.
Then you know what? You should build your own house, too.
What?
Oh, man.
If you're going to live by this rule.
But that's impossible.
No, it's not. I had a neighbor that did that.
I saw a woman on YouTube who learned how to build her own house YouTube.
What?
That's right.
Yeah, she watched YouTube videos and built her whole house on YouTube.
Okay, never mind.
So all I'm saying, if that's your thing, then do, live the life that way.
Go all out.
If you're going to be ridiculous, spend all this time doing something.
Build a car.
Yeah.
You like my car? I built it.
Yeah. Exactly. What do you think kids want to be when they grow up now?
Think you guys take a stab at it.
I think a lot of them still want to be, well, because when I was a kid, I wanted to be a vet.
A veterinarian.
Yeah.
Let me look on the list here in my papers, because I have 12 things. A veterinarian does not make the list.
What? I thought every kid wanted to work with animals.
Now, Eddie, you have two kids.
Yeah.
Eddie's our video producer, has a 9-year-old and a 3-year-old. What do they want to be?
Video game creators.
Video game creators. No.
Huh.
No, that's not it. The number one thing is a YouTube star.
That's nice and promising.
Not good.
Wow.
Boy, if times change.
This is where we're headed.
No kidding.
The number one job the kids want today as they grow up is a YouTube star.
Job. Okay.
The number two thing is a blogger or vlogger.
Wow.
But remember, when we were kids, we all had ridiculous dreams, too.
Like?
Astronauts.
No, like radio star.
Oh, that's true.
That's me.
Oh, yeah.
Like radio star, TV star, stand-up comedian.
And they laughed at you.
Yeah, and they were like, you're never going to be a comedian. You're never going to be on the radio. Don't let people laugh at you. But if they do, remember their faces. Because then whenever you get adult and you're like, I remember you, Mark Carley, for making fun of me when I was younger.
Dang.
Yeah.
Calling out Mark Carley.
Mm-hmm. Told me he'd never make it. Beat me up. He used to beat me up all the time.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I got beat up a lot. All the way through, 12th grade. Wasn't even, a third grade thing. Musician or singers at 3.
Okay.
Man, I'm kind of all this stuff. Listen to this.
Basically, people want to be you.
Listen, I get 4 of the top 5. Actor, because
you've been in
movies and television.
Yep.
True.
From major motion pictures, co-starring with Vanessa Hudgens.
Right.
A movie called Band Slam. Made a couple million. Don't let that,
it's a good movie,
when
too.
When you're walking down the street, don't let that bother you. Be like, whoa, that's a big movie star.
Nah,
just me.
On
hey, I'm just trying to be me. Sometimes it plays on ABC Family. That's me. So, got that one. Musician or singer. Got that one.
Yep.
Blogger. Got YouTube star. Dang.
Hey, yeah. Wow.
I'm the lamest person ever.
Is there anything serious down there?
Doctor or nurse comes in at 6.
Okay.
TV host at 7, athlete at 8.
Oh! Athlete.
I love these kids.
I asked my nephew what he wanted to be when he grew up, and he said, NFL player. I said, well, what if that falls through? What do you want to do? NBA. Good luck.
It's a backup plan.
Yes.
Can I talk about this elephant that killed the big game hunter for a second?
Sure.
Because this guy, he's out and they're walking and they're have their big elephant guns. And these elephants start charging the hunters. And this guy named Botha opens fire. Another elephant then charged from the side and hit another elephant, whatever. And the guy who was shooting the gun fell onto by an elephant and died. Now, I'm okay with that. I think you're out shooting elephants and an elephant happens to get you as you're shooting elephants. I think that's just part. I also think, listen, I grew up a hunter. They should probably give animals guns.
Well, the animals aren't going to know how to use them.
Okay, well, if the elephant falls on somebody, do you feel bad for the guy who got crushed by the elephant as he's out
tragic.
Shooting?
I feel bad for everybody involved.
What about the elephant that you're killing?
I just said everybody involved, that's including the elephants.
You have to feel worse for somebody.
I'm not into that kind of activity, but I get it. Some people are. I mean, it's ironic.
Yeah, I guess we're supposed to feel bad for the elephant hunter, and I don't.
I haven't really.
If I'm shooting squirrels and one falls on my head.
I feel bad for his family and him. It's sad that someone died, but yeah.
What about elephants' families? Elephants are known to cry and miss people.
Yeah, you're acting like I don't care about the elephant.
You're not caring about the elephant.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
I want to hear about the squirrel that fell on your head.
No, I'm saying, what if a squirrel fell on my head?
Yeah.
If I were squirrel hunting, did a lot of it, and it killed me.
I mean.
I'd feel bad for the squirrels, what you're saying?
You'd feel, you'd be like,
were you squirrel hunting?
Yeah.
I might be with Amy on this. I might feel bad for you and the squirrel.
And I feel bad for your family and your friends.
But all that's part of it.
Okay.
I'm just saying, if you're out shooting elephants and an elephant crushes you, that's on you.
I killed a fly the other day.
It's not the same thing. Flies don't matter. Elephants are close to, that's like a dolphin.
Yeah. It's a mammal.
They've been able to show how these things communicate, almost human-esque.
About a shark.
I'm not dealing with you right now.
What about an ant?
Yeah, exactly.
I
mean, like,
well, you brought up a dolphin, so I brought up a shark. I'd kill a shark. If it was about to eat me, I'd be like, why?
Well, anything that's about
but
to
a
eat
dolphin,
me.
I don't listen,
if a human's about to eat me, I'm going to pop the human.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If a dolphin's about to eat me, I'll be like, oh, a little dolphin. I don't know if I can kill you. If a shark comes, I'll be like, bye.
Good conversation, guys.
What about a mosquito?
Amy's like, well, you're being ridiculous.
No, you're
you are.
You said I wasn't caring about the elephants, and I was.
All my question was, do you feel bad for the hunter? Just the hunter straight up, who's shooting at an elephant, and the elephant falls on him. Do you feel bad for the hunter, yes or no?
No.
No, not really.
I don't either.
Okay. Sorry, I feel bad for everybody.
You do. Maybe it's hormonal.
It sucks that he died. But it sucks if he would have shot an elephant, too. I get it.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Just
have a conversation with her.
Whatever. Body bones, y'all.
You know, she was married to... And her husband died, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I want to acknowledge that before I tell the story, because Lunchbox sent me this article about Celine Dion. Yesterday, we were playing the clip of her doing My Heart Will Go On. It was the 20th anniversary of that song.
Yeah.
Okay. Lunchbox sends me a note last night. It just pops up. Boop. Lunchbox. I'm like, what's he messaging me about? And he goes... Celine Dion, super creepy. So I click it. Her husband was her manager, okay? Which is not that creepy. That happens in a lot of relationships.
Totally.
Even currently, Chris Jansen's wife, his manager. Ozzy Osbourne's wife, his manager. Lots of managers are in the family. Her husband was her manager and began managing her when she was 12 years old.
Yeah, that's weird.
Okay.
That's so weird.
This is Lunchbox writing to me. After talking about her today, I was doing some research on her, and this is creepy. He was 38 and she was 12. Like when he started managing her?
Yeah. Wow.
And not to talk ill of the dead, because even if he were alive, we'd be saying the same thing. Like, it's kind of a weird situation.
Yeah.
They started dating when she was 19 and he was 45. Like, started. And you know, there's probably some blur in that.
Quite yeah.
A gap.
If I'm guessing, gaff aside, if they're together all this time. She was 19 to 45. I'm guessing they probably started dating before that. Just guessing.
Okay.
And again, like you said, Eddie, quite the gap.
Quite the gap.
19 and 45. You have to understand, I'm 37 right now. And I feel like I'm getting on up there.
Would you date a 19-year-old?
No.
Okay.
Well.
20?
Oh, I'd be tough, man.
Okay.
Like, I'm struggling with anything below 21.
Bones.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Really, where do you struggle at? 24?
Probably 25-ish.
That's good. That's yeah. I like that answer.
But I don't like to put, I don't like to put numbers and age restrictions on things.
Nah.
Right?
Yeah. I don't want to do that.
Definitely don't.
Yeah. I mean...
Because, I mean, when you're 45, never mind. You'll probably be happily in love with Lindsay.
Who knows?
Yeah. I hope that's the case.
So anyway, he was 38, she was 12, and then when he was 45, he started dating her at 19.
Wow.
Weird or no?
Yeah.
Very
weird.
Really weird.
That's
Take
so weird.
Them out of it. The situation's still weird, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lunchbox sent me that little note.
Like, I just, like, they went public at 19, so.
You're the one that says if they graduate high school.
No. If they graduate high school, it's fine. But I just see the 38 and 12-year-old, and I think... Man, this dude.
I don't see it
I don't
at
see
12.
Okay, 15.
Okay, now.
That's when I'm starting to think he's like, oh man, I'm kind of interested in this girl.
That was a weird thing.
Oh.
He did send me a note that I thought was pretty interesting and eye opening.
Okay.
There's a doctor that called on yesterday's show because Amy said, hey, she started her cycle. She wasn't pregnant after being basically 5 days late. Because we were like, is Amy pregnant?
Yep.
This doctor called.
Just because you have started your cycle does not mean that you could not be pregnant. I would like for you to take the pregnancy test first thing in the morning whenever you get up and you go to the restroom. Even though you have started, there is still 89% chance that you could be pregnant. A lot of women don't realize that when you have started your cycle, you could still be pregnant.
Okay, so that being said... At 20 after the next hour, Amy will reveal the results because she took a pregnancy test this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Upon
the recommendation of an OBGYN.
Right when I woke up.
She called in. Amy took a pregnancy test just to put an end to this.
Mm-hmm.
Boys.
Yeah.
Do you think she's pregnant?
I'm still way up there. 80% she's pregnant.
80? Wow. Oh, yeah. Lunchbox.
I think she's pregnant. 83% chance.
Wow. There's no way she's pregnant. I'm going... 3% chance.
Bones, the doctor said so.
No, the doctor said, whatever. The doctor just said, and a lot of listeners said to do it too. But then some started messaging in going, hey, don't put yourself through it again.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I was getting lots of messages like, don't worry. Don't let it. It's just another going to be a negative test that's going to break your heart. Don't do it. Don't listen to these people.
These people.
I'm like, who do I listen to?
What do you mean, these people?
Yeah.
Yeah, Amy.
Not y'all. I don't know who they're referring to. The callers, maybe.
People on Facebook were yelling at me last night. And I went over to Facebook and responded to somebody. And I had to get off because I knew I was going to fight with people.
What happened?
They were like, all these guys do is make Amy talk about being pregnant and pregnancy. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. This is Amy.
Yeah, we didn't bring it up.
We didn't make her talk about anything. Matter of fact, she brought it up.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she had to run out of the studio.
That's true.
Yeah. Bobby
Bonchan. Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So in case you haven't heard this, Lady Antebellum did a cover of the classic from the 60s, Hey Baby, and it's on the new Dirty Dancing soundtrack, which dropped last Friday. But the Dirty Dancing reboot airs tomorrow night, so set your DVRs, mark your calendars. It's on ABC.
I'm not doing any of that. I'm not setting my DVR. I'm not marking my calendar.
Yeah, 8/7 Central.
Who even says that?
I do.
About a TV show. Mark your calendar.
or write it down, type it.
Yeah, yeah. Send yourself a letter of registered mail. Hey, baby. It's a fun song, though.
Yes.
I want to know, will you be my girl?
It reminds me of after Arkansas football games.
Wait, why?
Sing it. Because we all dirty dance after wins. Us Razorback fans, we're all like grinding each other. And it's like.
It really was. Yeah. Scandalous.
We do sing this, though. Yeah. Like, I'm being for real.
Okay.
I know you like to not be for real, but I'm being for real. All right, what else you got?
Well, do you know how much American Idol paid to get Katy Perry to be a judge?
I do.
I could not believe this price.
$25 million.
Yeah. Wow. What in the. Yeah.
Because they didn't have anybody. Now, listen, this is why I know. Because I know people.
Okay.
So, first of all, that's in the news. I already knew that, but that's in the news. They were going to move the show to Orlando.
To where?
Orlando.
Okay.
American Idol. What's up? It's like they're going to move it?
Yeah.
She completely said, no, I'm not doing it in Orlando. So now they have to do it in L.A. Because it was going to be easier for everybody to do it in Orlando, including Ryan, because he could only go from New York to Orlando.
Right.
So now, because they're going to Disney World. That was the whole idea. But now they're not. Now they're going to do it back in L.A. again.
Amazing.
What do you think? Ryan would have more pull than Katy Perry, but
I don't think so. They want to. I don't know. Listen,
$25 million. Dang, Katy Perry just.
They don't. It can't afford anybody else. I hear the other judges are Lunchbox and Eddie.
We're dirt cheap.
I'll take it.
If you'll be my girl. Da, da, da. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Christina in Wichita. Hello, Christina.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
So I downloaded the sleep app, my sleep button app, and I used it for like the last three nights because I haven't been able to go to sleep. And it is, I've set it for 12 minutes and I've been passed out before 12 minutes hit. And I put my phone on my pillow and I think it even made my husband pass out.
There's this app. I have no ownership. I don't even know who made the app. It's called My Sleep Button. My girlfriend told me about it and I was like, oh, that's not going to work for me. I don't sleep. And so you turn it on, and it just tells you little scenarios, and it knocked me out. Like, it did not work for me last night, but I think because I was up watching the hockey game, I was like, ah! And that bombing happened, and I was like, duh! And so, my nerves, and I was shot. So it didn't work for me last night. But every other time it's worked, and it just tells you a scenario, and your mind just thinks about it, and every 7 seconds it goes to a different scenario. It's crazy how great it's worked for me, who I don't sleep. And it's worked for me wonderfully, except for last night. But so many listeners and people are going to the comments page over on that My Sleep Button app,
uh-huh.
and they're leaving all these messages like, Bobby Bones said it was awesome. They have to be like, who's Bobby Bones,
uh-huh.
and how do we pay him? Because, I mean, come on. But yeah, did you try it last night?
I did. Last night was my first night trying it, and it's kind of weird because you're the one that told me about it, and your girlfriend Lindsay's the one that told you about it. So anytime it tells me to picture a guy and a girl, I picture you and Lindsay. So it's like,
wait, what?
That's weirdo. Wow.
I know. I know. I'm telling you. So I thought, oh, great. Now I'm going to be having dreams about Bobby and Lindsay. But for one, it put me to sleep. For two,
it did work.
It worked. And for two, I didn't dream about y'all, but I did picture y'all in every scenario. Guy gives girl a flower in the car. Bobby's giving Lindsay a flower in the car.
It worked, huh, for you?
Yeah.
Wow. It's called My Sleep, The Sleep Button?
The Sleep Button.
It's Google. Free on iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah. It worked, huh?
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
So in 17 minutes, Amy will reveal the results of a pregnancy test. And I'm telling you, there was no plan for us to keep extending this segment. But a doctor called yesterday after Amy said, hey, I started my cycle. I was 5 days late, but I started my cycle. And doctor called.
Just because you have started your cycle does not mean that you could not be pregnant. I would like for you to take the pregnancy test first thing in the morning whenever you get up and you go to the restroom. Even though you have started, there is still 89% chance that you could be pregnant.
Is she saying 89 or is it muffled?
She says 89 and then in the background you hear me go 89.
I know, but madam, I don't think 89 was what she said.
Oh,
regardless
really?
Of what it felt like, she said.
Because
it also cut out a little
high.
Bit. Like 8 or 9 89. Maybe. 8 or 9. That's extremely high.
It's really high.
That being said, in 16 minutes, Amy will reveal the pregnancy test that she took. Denise is on in Chesapeake, Virginia, or as we call it, Chesapeake!
Good morning, guys.
Denise. Hi, Denise.
It can get freaky around here.
Yeah, that's what we hear. We just love when people call from Chesapeake because we do that every time. We're so stupid.
We're really mature.
We should not have a radio show. But go ahead. Thank you for calling, Denise.
Thanks for having me. I'm just calling to let Amy know just an experience that I've had. I'm now 50 years old. My daughter's 31. I was 11 weeks pregnant with my daughter. I had a cycle. I took a birth control pill every single day. I went to the doctor 3 different times, urinalysis, blood test, everything came back negative. On the last time that I went, when I found out that I was 11 weeks pregnant, the only way it showed up, or she showed up, was from an ultrasound.
Whoa.
Miracles do happen.
Oh, well, I'm looking at Amy's poker face this morning because she's trying to play, because I don't know what happened. And she's I don't know if she's playing me or not. You never know about her. Like, she's crazy like a fox. You think Amy, just clumsy Amy, real nice, sweet Amy. But sometimes she messes with you, man. You never know about her. There's a woman who bought some costume jewelry, $15, went to a flea market,
Oh, great.
Buying some it's just stupid jewelry, like costume. If you want to wear it and add it and be like, look at me, I'm being funny.
Maybe let her kids play with it.
Everybody can play with it. Who cares? Yeah. Just costume jewelry, right? Just fake. Yeah, so head of appraise, it's 26.67 carat diamonds, $450,000 worth.
What?
Oh.
How about that?
Oh.
Lunchbox, go out and buy all the costume jewelry today.
Yeah, I know. Get rich.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, real quick. Hey, Dawn in Florida, I thank you for calling. I have about 30 seconds, so thank you for calling, and I'm sorry to rush you, but what would you like
to
say?
Amy, it does happen. My son, I fell down the stairs real quick and found out I was 4 months pregnant with my son, had no intentions on having children. They did a blood test at the hospital and told me that I was 4 months pregnant with my son, so it does happen.
Wow.
Appreciate the call, Dawn. Thank you for listening.
No problem.
You're very important to me. I'm going to start saying that to all the callers.
You're very important to me.
Yeah, just because, I mean, really, who calls a radio station? I love that the people will pick up the phone and call us. Like, they have mornings and lives to live, but they still call us. You're very important to me. I appreciate that. Three and a half minutes until Amy does her pregnancy test.
Woo!
Yeah!
Not does it. It's done. She woke up this morning and she...
That's what the doctor said.
She did it. So she'll reveal it to us coming up in a bit. I still think it's going to be no. You two think it's going to be yes.
Yep.
But we wouldn't have continued on with this segment if a doctor wouldn't have called. More than one doctor, actually. They were like, hey, just to be safe. Which, by the way, and then once you're not pregnant, because I don't think you are, we're 37 days away from Amy's kids moving into her house.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not 37 days
you
anymore.
You told us 37. You
I
said
know.
You said I could track it. And this is why listeners get mad at me. Yep. Do you see what she sets me up for?
Yeah. No, I'm not setting you up
you
for
are,
anything.
Because this
no,
is what happens.
I told you. We were on track. I feel like...
Hold on. Wait a minute.
If they get mad at you, I'm going to get mad at them.
Okay, well, that's fine.
I got your back.
You don't. But here's the thing.
Let
me tell you what happens. Then you can say your piece. Amy's like, we're tracking it.
We are.
End of the month, track away. So I start the kid tracker. Like, yeah. When are the kids going to get here?
Like the pizza tracker.
37
right
days. It's like we're checking dominoes. How close are they? Whoop. Yeah. All right, 2.3 miles. And I start doing it. And then Amy goes, well, I don't know if that's... And then Lester's like, Bobby, you're such a jerk. All you do is put pressure on Amy and those... And I'm like, all I'm doing is following Amy's lead.
I know.
She enjoys it. Look at her face right now. She enjoys me getting attacked.
First of all, I didn't know you were getting attacked. Second of all,
what do you mean? You ever looked at Facebook?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, never mind.
I tell you all the time, I don't go there.
Go ahead.
I don't like you getting attacked. This has nothing to do with you. You should not be attacked. Mm. So listeners need to back off of you if they're attacking you.
Yeah, back off.
That's right. You heard me. But I felt pretty confident in the tracker. I just got a little email from the U.S. Embassy yesterday, which my kids...
Oh, no.
Well, they go... What's today? Tuesday? So tomorrow, my kids have an appointment at the U.S. Embassy.
Okay.
They have to, like, show up there.
But they could be earlier then.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. The email I got just wasn't a really great indication of that, but my husband and I are confused on some things the guy wrote, and we're like, maybe he's wrong, or maybe he doesn't understand where we are in the process. So we're waiting to hear back from him and our agency and maybe have, you know, a group talk about this. Plus, my husband gets there on Thursday, and I don't know. I think he may, like, go down to the U.S. Embassy and, like, knock, knock, knock.
Who's sending it to you? Marco Rubio?
Huh?
He sent it to you?
No.
Oh.
No. Nope. Not Marco Rubio. But I don't know. Some American citizen that works at the embassy in Haiti. Hmm. The U.S. Embassy.
Figure somebody from Florida, because that's where you go, right?
No, the U.S. Embassy is in Port-au-Prince.
No, I know, but you go to Florida first.
True.
And don't that's a lot of the rich people from customs. Haiti live in Florida?
Yeah, Miami, all around. Mm-hmm. They live both places. Some of the people that I know, they live in Florida, and they have a house in Port-au-Prince or anywhere else in Haiti.
Well, I'm checking the tracker right now. 37 days until your kids move in, until you tell me otherwise.
Okay, maybe I'll know more after today. I really hope it was a typo. Maybe it was a typo.
What was the typo? What did it say?
I don't want to give all the details because it can't be right. Let's just say it said months, more months, not weeks.
Your husband needs days. To go down to the embassy. You need me to go with him?
No, I mean, he's already going to Haiti, but literally he may have to go by there to drop off some money. Not joking. Seriously.
Oh, good.
You need some. Yeah. Do what you got to do.
No, not like that. All what is legally due.
Okay. I'm going to follow your lead. Do you want to stretch this out for radio purposes?
No.
Here's a tease and I'll play a song.
No.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Because we can. I can be like, okay, what's the results? But now Luke Bryan will tell you after the break.
Yeah. No.
You want
to
do that?
Let's not do that to people.
Okay. So.
Not that anybody really is invested in this, I feel like. I don't know. But the doctor did kind of like freak me out. And these listeners sharing their stories of being pregnant but still getting their cycle. It's crazy.
The 30-second version of this is, a long time ago, Amy wanted to have a baby. She couldn't have a baby with her husband. They tried to domestic adoption wouldn't go through because they tried like 5 times and kept moving. She went on a mission trip to Haiti. She was doing a woman's conference. She went to an orphanage, found some kids. She loved them. She adopted them. They should be moving into the house in 37 days. As this is happening, Amy thinks she may have got pregnant. She started her cycle 5 days late. Here we are.
Yeah. Woo!
Thank you. Thank you. Practice all night.
Practice all night. You did good.
So a doctor called us yesterday.
Just because you have started your cycle does not mean that you could not be pregnant.
Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Amy woke up this morning. Take me through your morning.
Well, she said you had to do it right when you woke up, like with fresh morning pee.
Fresh morning dew. Yes.
So anyway, I took it right away and...
Okay, so there are two options. Which kind of test was it, like positive and negative or
EPT?
No, like what's the two things?
Oh, it wasn't electronic as lines.
So two lines or one line?
Yeah.
I mean,
no,
is that what it is?
No, a plus.
Oh, a plus or a minus?
Yeah.
And after Luke Bryan, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm not doing it. I'm just kidding.
That would be so annoying.
I'm just kidding.
Stop it with that.
Okay.
I would be like, no. I'd start yelling over a Luke Bryan song.
Show me the plus.
Yeah.
So, Eddie?
Yeah, 80%.
No, it's just be a plus or minus.
Plus.
Lunchbox?
Plus.
I think it's a minus. Amy, what is it?
Minus.
Let me see the stick.
No, I didn't bring it.
You have a picture
although,
of it?
You know what I thought? No, I did think about taking a picture, but then sometimes y'all are grossed out by that.
Yeah.
Then I thought about one time on Oprah, Halle Berry was on, and she said she took 40 pregnancy tests trying to get pregnant, and she kept all 40 of them in a shoebox. All 40 negative, 40 negative pregnancy tests in a shoebox. And then I started thinking, should I keep this one? What if I would have kept all my pregnancy tests all these years? How many would I have? I don't even know. Probably, I don't know.
Okay.
You have 52 cycles a year, give or take, right?
Did you take one every?
52?
No, but I'm just thinking.
That's once a month.
No, that's once a week. That's 52 months in a year.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of cycles.
You're right, and I'm wrong.
I'm wrong, too.
And I apologize for reacting that way.
I didn't even catch on to it.
I didn't either, and I assumed he was just wrong by him talking.
Wow.
Which is my bad.
That's kind of mean.
I know. That's why I'm apologizing right now, because I was definitely wrong on that.
I guess I feel like I have 52 cycles a year.
Yeah, me too. That's why.
But I really only have 12.
I would
have
put it somewhere around 100, but okay.
But I really only took pregnancy tests probably 6 times a year, because my husband's deployment schedule. So yeah,
but you didn't
six times
keep
seven.
Them.
I've probably taken at least 40-50, because sometimes I take 3 in a row.
Really?
Yeah, I'd be like,
well, we've moved on now.
Yep.
Okay, I'm sorry, but you're good.
All good.
You're familiar with Tuesday's top five?
I am.
What is it?
Were you share with us the music that is the top most downloaded songs?
Yeah, biggest songs in radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like the number 5 song was Darius Rucker, If I Told You.
If I Told You.
Top 5 song. Good for Darius. Now, instead of just doing all those clubs, I switched it up this week.
Oh.
And so this is Tuesday Top 5 with Lunchbox singing the songs.
Oh, boy.
Without knowing how they go. He's not reading lyrics. He just sings along to it.
Okay.
Tuesday's Top 5, Darius Rucker, If I Told You.
Rock me, baby. Yeah. If I don't know.
Number 4, Body Like a Back Road, Sam Hunt.
Baby, your body's like a back road. I take it soft and slow. I know every curve in. Your back is like a back road.
Yeah, number 3. Dierks Bentley, Black.
Song about a heart attack in a Cadillac. A black cat fade to black. Oh, black. Black Cadillac.
Is it Tuesday's Top 5?
So tell me again what information he was given.
None.
No, but
here's the music. Sing it.
Okay.
Number 2, In Case You Didn't Know by Brett Young.
I just want to tell you I love you. Just in case you didn't know. In case I didn't tell you. I want you to know I love you.
That was good.
That was nice.
And the number 1 song of the week, Luke Combs, Hurricane.
In the rain and the storm, in the middle of the day, like a hurricane. In the middle of the Midwest, you create havoc in the middle of the day, with rain like a hurricane.
And those are your top 5 songs.
Wow. Yeah. That's a lot.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
I'm really interested in this Nicole Kidman story. She was talking about her 50th birthday party coming up. And so they were on the Graham Norton show, which is over in the UK. And she was like, listen, I can't get surprised. Because if she gets surprised, she apparently breaks out in a cold sore. Like a surprise does that to her body.
Wow.
Like if I have anything in my mouth, like if I get elbowed in the mouth or have dental work, I get those sore inside of my lips, all over.
Yeah.
And so your body just reacts in weird ways to things. For example, until yesterday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. For like the last 3 days, I've been eating right again and working out, but I took a week off. My body was like having pimples in places it shouldn't have pimples.
Yeah.
Because start eating bad food again, pimples break out.
That makes sense.
But I never heard of that. Like if she gets surprised, it's like a hormone that releases and she gets a cold sore.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Here, do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
This is her talking about it.
I'm not a big birthday person.
She's not good with surprises at all.
Oh. Okay.
No, I actually break out in a cold sore if I have a surprise.
What?
And that plus birthday is really bad.
Crazy, huh?
Weird.
Keith Urban did the him and Carrie song, Fighter.
Fighter, yeah.
With one of the Spice Girls. I think Posh Spice.
So Victoria Beckham?
Or Angry Spice? Or Johnny Spice? I'm not sure.
Ginger.
One of the spices.
Oh, he did it with ginger?
Nah, I'm just saying she's one of them.
Cumin?
Yes, cumin.
Oh, Mel B.
Scary Spice.
Scary. Oh.
Nice. Way off.
People listening right now, they're like below 22 are like, what's the Spice Girls? Yeah.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. They're I was a Spice Girl for Halloween in high school.
Dang.
I was Sporty Spice. No. My friend was Sporty Spice. I was Mel B. I was Scary Spice.
Cool.
Wow.
Great story.
Awesome, cool story, bro.
$10.
Hey, do you have a clip?
Of you?
No. Keith and...
I don't.
All right.
In this weird place of... Like, I know why people come to our show. I know people come to our show because we're positive for the most part, and we're authentic. We don't have radio voices. We're not even really radio people. And then something like last night happens, and there's the bomb that went off at the Ariana Grande concert, and it was in England, and I think now they said 22 people have died.
Mm-hmm.
And really the internal struggle for me before I do the show is how much do we spend talking about it? Because do people come to our show to hear about this? And I think people come to our show to hear lots of things. I don't think there's one thing that they come for. And there's a reason I think we've done two segments on it today. But I definitely wasn't going to do the whole show with it. I do think it needs to be brought up. I think they did kind of find out the group, too, that it's been associated with. But to me, really, I don't know the differences in the groups. All I know is I'm watching the news last night, and I see this bomb go off. And I'm like... And then I'm watching videos of... From, like, a mile away, and I'm totally watching everything. That, like, if you look in the left corner, you can see, like... a light, and it's the explosion, and I'm watching people run, and I'm like, I don't need to watch this. Like, I need to get away from this in my head because it doesn't put me in a good place.
Right.
Like, it doesn't help me one bit to watch the news and people iPhone footage or someone in the front row talking about the account of what happened. And then it's like, okay, how they get a bomb into the arena? And at first, you didn't really know because Twitter is just so much at you so fast, and there's really no verification. People are retweeting like crazy. There's a second of eyes. There's all this stuff happening. Turns out what happened was somebody was at the outside of it when people are coming back to like the threshold of where security is.
The concert's ending.
Yeah, and people are coming out.
Mm-hmm.
It's the really vulnerable spot where you can still get a lot of people. And so it was a person, it was a suicide bomber, it was a terrorist attack, it was in England, killed a bunch of people, and it's terrible. But then again, I'm not going to play clips of people talking about it on the show. Like, I'm just not going to do that. And, you know, I'm thinking, is it going to affect how I go to shows anymore? And it's not, because I won't let it.
It affects my brain right now, but by the next time I go to a show, I hope it's not, and I don't want it to affect me. But in my brain right now, I'm thinking of various events where I'm like, oh, no. But
it does. It doesn't affect mine.
Yeah.
That it does affect yours, though, is probably pretty common.
Mm-hmm.
Lunchbox, does it affect your brain?
Absolutely.
Like, it does. It makes you worry about going to events.
Yep. And when you go to an event, you look around, you're like, okay, who has a backpack? And when you go into an event, they usually, and I guess this person didn't go in the event, they look in your bag. But yes, everyone that carries
that's
a bag.
That's the thing. He didn't go in the event.
Right.
He just waited for people outside. And there are some things you just can't control.
Nope.
Like, he didn't go through any screening. He didn't have to. He didn't have to get in anywhere. Like, I'm going to Atlanta. I'm probably going to watch Chris Rock on Saturday. And I don't think I'll think about that. I remember when the... And maybe because also it wasn't domestic.
true.
Because it didn't happen in the United States. Not that it doesn't mean it can't. But there's also a layer in between. Like, if it didn't happen in America, I'm always like, I wonder if we'd have probably caught that. That's a very selfish thing to think that we rule all. But, I mean, I really think that. Like, I wonder if we would have stopped it.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's an awful situation. I don't want to talk about it a lot. I don't think our listeners come to us for that. But to ignore it wouldn't be right either.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones.
Come on, Bobby.
You love a good scented candle.
I do.
Yeah, they're terrible for you.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Because they fill the air with dust and fungus from the scents, and you get sick.
Yeah, and other chemicals, too.
Yep.
Great.
They did a whole thing.
I live off of those, man. Like, our whole house is scented candles.
Yeah, my wife burns them every night.
Yeah, there's, like, more naturally type ones or something you could buy, or you should buy. I've been meaning to make that.
Buy candles.
Don't buy candles?
I'm on a no candle diet right now.
Oh.
I'm trying to get better.
Like soy ones or something.
Don't burn things.
What? I love candles. Mm-hmm.
Campfire?
I love matches.
NASA has a bag of moon dust. It was lost for a long time. Neil Armstrong stuffed it. And a bunch of moon rocks. They lost it. They found it. It's going to go for $4 million at auction.
Oh, they found it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank goodness.
That's cool.
$4 million of moon rocks.
Go ahead. I need it. Is that verified?
Official.
It like blue check mark on it, and then all it shows back up. It's like somebody just put some dust in there. Dirt.
I would believe it's probably verified.
I hope so.
They do those auctions. You know, like the is that painting that went for $110 million? It's been a week now.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, a guy painted a picture. It was, I believe, like a protege of Andy Warhol, and he was a what do you call those guys?
Splatter guy?
No, street.
Street
graffiti?
Art.
Graffiti artist. Thank you. That's what I was saying. Yeah. And it was like a skull.
Okay.
And the skull went for $110 million.
That's insane.
I was reading a news story about it yesterday, and not just that, they have this like blind that people get behind, and if you're famous, you go and you know people know you're bidding on it. Because you don't really know when you have this art. And so there are all these fancy people. Like DiCaprio was up there bidding on some art. And it went for $110 million.
Wow.
Wow.
Which is crazy.
You know how much the family bought that painting for before they sold it?
Mm-hmm.
$19,000.
Really?
Dang, that's quite the profit.
Yeah.
That is a nice little business move there.
Once, I had painted a picture for St. Jude. And I think it sold for like $2,000 or something, right? Something ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I'm a terrible
crazy.
Artist.
Yeah.
Then I called Keith Urban and I said, hey, will you paint a picture for me? And he painted a picture and went for like $4,000. It was amazing.
It's not fair.
What?
His was worth so much.
No, it was amazing.
It's awesome.
I mean, Keith Urban painted a picture for St. Jude and we put it up and auction people bought it.
That was cool.
Yeah. Then we tried with some other people and they were like, they started to feel bad about their paintings were bad. That wasn't the point. This skull painting is a piece of crap. Like, it's terrible.
Have you ever thought about auctioning off that John Mayer painting I made you?
I thought about just throwing it in the garbage.
What?
Just kidding. It's in my bedroom.
The longer you keep it, the more it's going to be worth. So hold on to it.
Okay. If your relationship is on the rocks, try using emojis to men. Because here's what happens. We are dumb. We dumb.
Yeah.
We know not words you use.
Okay.
So they say women, because we are so dense as a male species, mm-hmm. if you will use emojis, we actually understand emotion through picture better. We cavemen, you draw on rock, we get.
Okay, wow. So what do
isn't
we do?
Isn't that like right? Doesn't that make sense,
it's
though?
It's so true.
Because we're so stupid. Because it's like, let's say you were feeling like, hey, I have a question. So you put up a little girl raising her hand.
Yeah.
I have a question. Do you love me? So you put a heart and a question mark. And I would be like, question, heart, question mark, do I love you? That's the way we'd get that.
So what do you reply with?
I don't know. It depends who asks. Mm. If it's my dog, I say yes. Anybody else, I say TBD.
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 But they do say that emojis are...
So if you're having... If you're
not even problems. Just do it.
Oh, okay.
To men. Like, send men emojis because we understand pictures better than we do words because we have to interpret words and we're stupid.
Easy. Mm-hmm. Okay, I can do that.
Now, some men will be like, I don't like emojis. But, okay. They just don't like the colors. Like, oh, yeah. Get over that. You want to communicate? Send emojis.
Okay, got it.
Some bad people are pretty good with emojis. Like, they'll do like 11 of them and I don't understand the whole sentence.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I'm like, right. Dang. And it's not me who should get the credit. It's the emoji writer. It's like, dang, you're good at that.
Yeah, it takes a while sometimes to put those together.
What else want to talk about? Hey, by the way, I'll say this. If you're in Baton Rouge or New Orleans, I will be in Baton Rouge coming up in a few weeks doing my stand-up comedy show. You can get tickets at BobbyBonesComedy.com. We'd love to see you over there. We're doing City of Hope. It's a charity thing we're doing coming up. It's a softball game, right? And so I think they've announced, I don't know who they've announced. I know they announced me, and they announced Jesse James Decker, and who else they announced? Anybody know?
I got a whole list of them.
You have the people?
Yeah, I got to look it up, though. Hold on.
So, okay, they asked us for at-bat songs. And so these knuckleheads are playing over here, too.
Yeah.
And so I don't have my at-bat song yet, but Lunchbox, what is your at-bat song?
Honky Tonk, Badonkadonk.
So when he comes up to bat, when he gets into the game.
At-bat, honky tonk, badonkadonk.
That's his at-bat
song. That's a good
one. Eddie, what's yours when you come out?
Mine is my uncle's song, El Nuevo Tao Tao.
Okay, it's your winter song.
Yeah, of course.
Ray's playing our producer, Raymond. Raymond, what is yours?
I went with Brantley the Weeknd.
Liz Payday, give it up for the weekend.
Yeah.
Pull it up at the time we alive. Take a shot for the regret.
Any suggestions on mine?
Perfect. What's the song you walk out to your comedy show, that one?
Oh, Seven Nation Army?
That's yeah. a good one.
It's a little too intense.
I was thinking maybe some John Mayer, like that Blood in the Water one.
No. Blood that's not going to pump you up.
It's not about being pumped up.
Oh, I thought
it
was.
It's something that...
It kind of... But
I thought it was about you're going to go to the...
It kind of is.
To the... What's it called?
The plate.
The plate. And you're going to like get motivated to smash the ball. I only said smash. Huh.
Raging Idiots. Hello.
No, I'm not doing that.
Oh, that'd be weird.
Why?
Should you do your own song?
Yes. No.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't know.
I don't think so either. I gotta still think about mine.
What about Party in the USA?
I did that once.
Oh.
I like Build Me Up Buttercup, too.
That's a good one, dude.
Yeah. You know what else I like? And I'm gonna have to play. Let's see. It's a weekend.
Every time I hear that song, I think of Ray.
Of that one?
Yeah. Live it up for the weekend.
Maybe I do one of Lindsay's songs.
That's so cute.
That's legit.
Like, that is cheesy.
No, because it's about you.
I do my girl. That's cheesy. Yeah. I always think if the world ends, like, I'm the guy to get with.
What do you mean by that?
Like if...
Like what?
Walking Dead happens. Or...
Oh, like, okay. Sorry, I think like the ladies. Like you're the guy. Like if you're the guy.
I'll take that too. Okay. Like if the world ends, I'm the only guy left. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's actually a dream scenario. I was thinking like bad.
You said I'm the guy to get one.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So you're like the, what's our name? Our dude from.
Rick.
Yeah, Rick. You're our Rick.
Yeah. Like I'm the guy to get with.
Okay.
Just enough brains, just enough brawn. And like, I can figure stuff out. I can survive.
Mm-hmm.
I've been surviving my whole life.
Yeah.
And I like to read stories about survival, right? Like, I'm kind of into that. Like, into the world stuff.
I feel like we're going to come over and you're going to have a bunker one day.
Well, I did for a while. I had somewhat bunker. Whenever the bird flu was a big thing, I've talked about it before. I built, like, a mini bunker. And it had water, canned goods, everything. And weapons.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I was ready. And so it never actually came, and I had to get rid of all the food. But you never know what I got. I watch those shows about people getting ready for the end of the world, and yeah. I'm like, man, I should do that. Or have I? Don't worry about me. Anyway, there's a story about survival myths. You think these are what to do, but it's really not. Number one, to suck the venom out of a snake bite. Don't do it, because you will get the bacteria.
Yeah.
Instead, if you get bit, instead of letting somebody suck the wound out of it, keep the bite below your heart level and just get to the hospital. And don't panic, which is easy to say, but don't panic because your heart rate, the lower it is, the less it's pumping through your body.
Ooh, good call.
So you get bit by a snake or your friend gets bit, don't go sucking it.
Stay calm.
Because you're gonna get sick and you may not even get it out of him. So stop with sucking. All right.
All right.
If a bear, it comes up to you and you're like, uh-oh, what do I do? And everybody's like, play dead.
What?
Yeah. Get the blank out of town, Dodge.
Really?
No.
Yeah. Here. If a brown bear... Don't act like... Lunchbox just threw his arms up in the air like he was going to stand up to the bear.
You're supposed to get big.
Okay, let me read to you the story. It says, you know, it is always play dead if a bear comes to you. If a brown bear or grizzly bear comes to you, and you have nowhere to go, you have two options. One, run like crazy, or two, pick up a rock or a stick and start throwing to that end.
What?
Yes, because you're not going to win. If you just stand there and put your arms out, he's going to eat you.
Okay.
And if you just lay there, he's going to eat you.
Yeah.
So you either fight back or you run. I'm going to run. If you're lost in the woods, here's another one. It's like, go and start looking for food immediately. Like, pick. They're like, don't do that. That's stupid. One, you're wasting time and energy, and you can actually survive weeks without food. Find water.
Yes.
But you're good on food because you'll eat poisonous things just looking for food. And then if you're attacked by a shark, punch it in the nose. We heard that. It's like, it's hard to see when a shark's attacking you.
Right.
But what you should really go for are the eyes.
Oh.
Because the nose is just the nose. I mean, it's like punching me in the cheek.
I thought you're like, supposed to go right between the eyes.
Well, try punching the eyeballs, I would do. Okay. I try to pick out that left eye. But imagine punching Lunchbox in the cheek. That would hurt him. But imagine hitting him right in the eyeball.
That would really,
That would really take him down.
Hmm.
And it hurt him. Like, he couldn't see.
Yeah.
So in your opinion, punch in the eye or that
story? This story.
Man.
These are all the story's opinions. But now they're my knowledge brain. So when the world ends, more facts for me to dominate the world.
He's the guy to get with.
Yep. I'll be running this place. This thing ends. Trust me. Mr. Bobby Bones. Okay, what's the story you have over there?
It's from GQ.
Oh.
And, you know, it's what women want in a man.
Okay, so you have two men here, Lunchbox and myself.
Okay, yeah.
And you're going to list the thing, and you tell us if we fit the requirement. Okay, so what's the first one?
Okay. Drive to get a good job.
Okay, like someone's drive to get a good job.
Yeah, like... How driven are you?
So does Lunchbox have it?
I don't think so.
Okay, do I have
we
it?
We have, yes.
Okay, mark one for me, none
that's
for Lunchbox.
No,
just speak your mind. There's no mate, no, just honesty. honest talk.
I'm driven, I'm here every day.
Okay, next up.
But if you win the lottery, you wouldn't work. Easy to talk to.
Who's easier to talk to?
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Who's easier to talk to?
Just being honest.
You're out
truth.
Of your mind.
Hey, just speak how you feel, girl.
Who have you had? Whatever.
Hold on. Stop.
Yeah,
who have
don't
you
get
what?
Nothing. I can't. I don't want to be a hypocrite.
Wow.
But you are full of crap.
Hey, hold on. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is there a microphone in front of you when you're talking to them or no?
We've had some really serious one-on-ones.
Right.
More so than you and Lunchy over here have ever had.
Is this for me? Okay, what women want in a man in general? Okay, yes, I feel like you have been.
I don't want to convince you. No, you already gave Lunchbox a point, so fine. Although,
do you feel like people
terrible
have
officiating? Terrible. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm easy to talk to.
Likes to learn.
Oh, come on.
Bobby.
So it's a contest. So it's either Lunch or me now. Okay. Okay, I'm up 2-1.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, that's what it is?
Yeah.
It was a contest from the beginning.
Okay.
I won't argue.
Enjoys being adventurous.
Wait, what
did you say?
Enjoys being adventurous.
Oh, wow.
It's not even close.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Who? Whatever. I'm not arguing.
What do you do that's adventurous?
I go on trips by myself overseas.
Okay. Very funny.
Oh,
Bobby.
Thank you.
Stop.
Thank you.
100%.
Thank you.
No.
Ooh, Anchie's with 100%.
Yeah, she's 100%. That hurt.
All right, go ahead. I'm up 3-2.
The emoji, the 100% emoji.
Thank you. Oh, now I get it. Thank you. Go ahead.
Able to sit and cry. Bobby.
Is that it?
Are you mad that if I picked Lunchbox, were you going to be mad? Able to sit and cry.
I'm good. Is it over?
Yeah.
Okay, who won?
Bobby.
Thank you very much.
That's Bobby, you are what women want in a man. I mean, what?
Wow.
Well, I don't want to be a crybaby, so he can have it.
Yeah, but I would want anyway. There we go. Yeah.
You're easy to talk to.
How about I have a winning song?
About certain things. Because you never get to play the games.
I never get to play
what
games.
What should your song be? That's a good question.
This is stupid. I have a song.
Oh, that's a good one.
Morning, everybody. Hey, by the way, our Daytime Village presented by Capital One. At the iHeartRadio Music Festival is coming up September 23rd. We have our own box, like our own thing outside. Like Kelsey Ballerini's playing, Judah and the Lion. Don't know really who anybody else is there. Oh, I know who Noah Cyrus is. But Kelsey's playing and Judah and the Lion. I really like them. But it's a whole show outside. But we have our own, like, big box with air conditioning and bathroom. So we'd love for you to come. So go to Ticketmaster?
Keyword's bathroom.
No, it's not. I don't think the keyword's bathroom.
Oh.
Don't some people at Ticketmaster look up the wrong keyword?
I didn't mean keyword at Ticketmaster. I meant keyword.
Huh? You said keyword bathroom. Yeah. I think that,
poor timing.
Scratch that.
Hey, Morgan, what's... Oh, okay, here we go. Here we go. You got it. Ticketmaster.com, keyword iHeartRadio.
It really is a key...
Yes, that's why I mean, like, the keyword's... Poop in the cold.
Poor timing. I just meant, like, what's legit about those is hanging out with listeners, but in the air conditioning and with your own bathroom.
We do come to and hang out. And
yeah.
So it's our daytime village. If you're in Vegas for iHeart Festival and you want to come to this, it's outdoor village, outdoor festival. It's cool. It's really a cool thing. So there's that. Oh, boy. Listen to this story. A woman pretending to be homeless is caught getting into a Fiat.
Oh.
Standing out on the road. You know, asking for money, doing her thing. And the guy goes up to her and is like, hey, wait a minute here. I don't think that you're, like, homeless. And so, here you go. This is this. She was out begging for change.
Can I help you with something?
No, you're all right.
What are you doing?
Just wondering why you have a 2014 when you're begging for change all over the city of Richmond. You're
why
on,
don't you leave me alone?
You're viral. You're on Facebook. You're the talk of the town this morning. What would you like to say to everybody in Richmond?
You know what? That's it.
How much did you make today? How much is in that bag?
I'm calling the cops on you right
Good.
Now. You better get me off your cell phone.
Everyone, be warned. How much you make today? Your sign says you're homeless.
So a couple things are funny to me about this. One, the guy automatically thinks he's viral. It's not even up yet. He's like, you're viral. Hey, wait a minute, Goober. It's about to be viral now, but you can't just go assigning things. Hey, you're viral, Eddie.
He just knew it.
Two, hey, dude, get a life. There's no rule on how much money you have to make to stand out on the road or to be homeless or to hold up a sign. There's no fact checker that goes around going, you were in the war. You are homeless. You are. Dude, get a life.
Mm-hmm.
If someone wants to give money to somebody standing on the side of the road, that's all up to the person. You know, I'm not giving money to anybody unless they have a dog. That's my rule. If they have an animal, I don't even care if they spend it on the animal. At least I feel like maybe they're spending it on the animal. But I don't pass out to from my car to panhandlers. Like, if it's like, reach your money out. Because I think it can cause accidents. I think it's a bad place to do it. Unless you have a dog. Then I'll stop traffic. I'll turn the car sideways so no one can get through. But this guy's kind of a D-bag.
Yeah. And how does he really know her whole situation?
Because she got into a nice car. But again, let's just say, for example, she has this 2014. She lost her job. She has two kids. She's like, I have no money to feed the kids right now.
Yeah, but I have a car.
I have a car, and I'll drive out, and I'll panhandle because... That's her business. If it's legal to do, it's legal to do. Someone can argue with me on that if you want.
No, I got no hate. I mean, she's out there making a living. It's her job.
And if it's not illegal, that's all I'm saying. Yeah, that dude, hey, you're viral. Also, that annoyed me.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, it did.
You had all that confidence.
I'm going to start. Everybody in town talking about this video. It's not even up yet, sir.
So funny.
Although she was really like, take me off your phone, but whatever.
Called the police.
But yeah, it's up to everybody to give to people on the side of the road if they want to or not.
True.
There you go. I do really like the Lady Antebellum version of Hey Baby from Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know it from Dirty Dancing. I know it from Arkansas Razorback Games. We sing it. But it's a really good version, and it's tough to remake a classic for it to sound cool. But here you go. By the way, this is going to be a 3-hour TV show.
Yes.
I mean... That's not terrible.
I know. I really kind of wish it was 2.
Okay. I mean, listen, I'm not watching it, so
and
I don't care.
It's my favorite. I can't wait.
3 hours. The movie wasn't 3 hours.
Correct. That's why I wish it was less. Plus, I want to stay up and watch the whole thing because I want to see the end.
It's going to be live.
That's my favorite part. And I had the time of my life. But I guess, I'm going to have to watch the whole thing. I don't know.
Live, right?
Yeah.
This is Lady Annabella. I'm doing Hey Baby. They really did a great job with it. Here.
Hey, baby, I wanna know if you'd be my girl. Hey,
cool, huh?
I love it.
Did they do that song in the original version, My Guy, too? Does a girl come on and sing that? That sounds funny to me.
No.
Oh, okay, because I don't know.
They just, it's the real, the legit artists. It's just the music playing in the background. They're dancing to it.
No. The lyrics. What I'm saying is, do they ever say, I want to be my guy?
I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
That always irritates me. Like when someone sings Ain't No Sunshine, and it's if it's a girl singing it, she's like, Ain't No Sunshine When He's Gone. I'm like, that's not the real song. Just sing the real version.
Yeah. It's the real version playing in the movie, is what I'm trying to tell you. There's nobody singing it because it's not a musical.
I'm talking about this, though.
Yeah, this song, no, there's no guy. Oh. They changed it for Lady A.
Thank you.
There you go. Got you, Bones.
Appreciate that.
Glad Eddie understood because I didn't.
Katy Perry is talking about her Taylor Swift beef last night.
Yep. On.
She finally came out and talked about it. I told you it was about her. I knew it. I could feel it in my bones.
Did.
Honestly, it's really like she started it, and it's time for
her. Oh, my God. Like, I'm 12, and I'm with my fidget spinner, and we were just, like, talking over stuff. Okay. I do think Katy Perry has gone off the deep end a little bit, and she's always nuts, like, in a creative, cool way. Mm-hmm. I think she's gotten a little nutty, though. She's also nutty the tune $25 million in American Idol, so.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's really like she started it, and it's time for her to finish it. And I tried to talk to her about it, and she wouldn't speak to me.
Oh, you tried to talk to her about it? You did the phone call?
I do the right thing.
So you did the phone call, and it was a shutdown.
It feels like a fumble. It was a full shutdown, and then she writes a song about me, and I'm like, okay, cool. That's how you want to deal with it?
I at least love she's being honest
so
about
cool.
it. Like, let's all respect the fact that she's
kinda,
at least talking the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. That's what I like about this.
Karma.
But go on.
What I want to say is that, like, I'm ready for that BS to be done. There is the law of cause and effect. You do something and there's going to be a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, Daddy, there's going to be a reaction.
Oh, stop, Katy Perry.
What does that mean?
Daddy.
Is this all about the shark? Is this go back to the stealing of the shark?
It goes back to the background dancer.
Yeah.
That was a shark.
The shark was no.
Oh, okay.
No.
Like, fill me in. I don't know
okay,
about
okay,
this.
Okay. Let me tell you what I know about. Okay, so they were on tour, and apparently somebody stole somebody's background dancer.
Okay.
And then that was all, and they fought.
Okay.
So then Taylor puts out Bad Blood. And then we got Bad Blood.
And that was about Katy Perry.
About Katy Perry.
Ah.
Yes. Yeah,
like, when you say steal their backup dancer, like, steal their backup dancer or just to dance?
Just to dance. Like, for the
That's
tour.
What it's about?
I believe so.
a backup dancer.
Or but I believe so, yeah, backup dancer.
Wow, can we grow up, people?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
No. Whose team are you on?
I don't think that it's a. I think it's bigger than the back. It's a disrespect thing.
Okay, it's always a disrespect.
Oh, that's
thing.
What you
it's
say
never
it
about the parking
about.
Place that someone took in front of you. It's about them disrespecting you
that's
by
right.
cutting you off.
Oh, that's disrespect.
So it's about the disrespect. Like, you didn't even call and ask if it was cool if you just took them and hired them away from me.
Hmm.
So that's what I think. Mm-hmm. Then Katy Perry wrote "Swish Swish."
They know what is what, but it's they don't know what is what. They just strut. What the.
A tiger, don't lose no sleep, don't need opinions from a shellfish or a sheep. Don't you come for me, no, not today. You're calculated, I got your number, 'cause you're a joker, and I'm a courtside killer queen. So keep calm, honey, I'ma stick around for more than a minute. Get used to it. Funny, my name keeps coming at your mouth, 'cause I stay willing to name up like Swish, Swish, Bish.
Oh!
What's it meant to be, Swift, Swift?
Yeah!
Yes.
That's dirty, man.
Go, girl.
That's dirtier than like a Nicki Minaj, Remy Ma diss track when they just go at it.
Wow. Yeah.
She's like singing it to a pleasant melody.
With a nice little beat to
That's
it.
That's the worst way, like, to sing a diss song nicely.
That's amazing.
Yeah. She called her a sheep.
Taylor's got it. She already did. She called her like Regina.
Love
and
it.
Yeah. Taylor's got to come back with something strong now.
Mm-hmm. With a nice beat.
She'll probably write it in 5 seconds.
Pleasant. A very pleasant song. I wish country stars had beef songs with each other.
Are there some we just don't know about?
Yeah, there are.
But they don't write songs about each other, do they?
They do.
Oh, they
sometimes,
do?
Sometimes, yeah. And I don't even want to say who, because I know people that have written songs, but it's not like in your face about it. But that's not cool. As in pop world they wanted out there.
Yeah, that's exciting. I like this.
I should write a diss song.
To who?
I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Start thinking.
Yeah. Swish, swish. Lunchy.
Whoa. Then we would know exactly what it's about.
Oh, you know what that was about?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be a little bit more subtle.
I was driving up away from the building yesterday, and there were like 100 girls outside the door, and Neil from One Direction was up here.
Oh, he was?
Oh, that's who was here?
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
What's his name?
Neil.
No.
Nah.
If the whole world was watching, let's yeah. dance with you.
Ray came up here and watched him play.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Be there with you.
The song is good.
And over the only truth, everything comes back to you.
That's a good song.
Pretty good.
It's awesome.
So are they broken up or are they just all doing their own stuff now?
They're done.
I think they're done,
though. Oh, wow. But
why would you ever get back together?
I don't know.
It's like, I don't think NSYNC officially broke up.
But they all went and did their thing.
Well, one
well,
of them
one
did.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones. Show.
Yeah. Amy has a Fitbit and my girlfriend has a Fitbit.
No, I use my phone. I don't have a Fitbit yet.
Oh,
remember?
You guys didn't buy you one yet?
No, remember. But guess what?
You said it on the air. I thought he bought you one by now.
No, but guess what I did?
What?
Ordered one myself on Amazon.
You did?
I think it's coming in the mail like today.
Amy's obsessed with her steps.
Yeah.
She's like, I didn't get 10,000 steps yesterday.
You know what? By the time I had told you that, you know what I went and did? Because it was late at night. My husband was up watching sports. I went and walked. I made it. I hit my goal. Yeah. In the dark, I paced my street because I was too nervous to walk anywhere else because we all live in the best neighborhood. So my husband's like, just stay in the lighted areas. I'm outside.
Like you're eight?
I'm pacing in front of my house trying to get my 10,000 steps.
You guys and your steps.
Here are two things
people don't want to hear about.
Yeah, I know.
Steps or dreams?
I know. Yeah.
Just in general, people don't really care.
So do you want me to talk to your girlfriend about steps so that you don't have to talk to us about it?
Oh, if you could cut both those off. Because I get it from both sides. I get
That's
it at work.
That's why you're really tired.
Yeah. And it's like, Steph, I give him steps. I go home. You give me steps. You give me steps.
No more steps.
Like, I don't care.
Like, I couldn't see myself getting ready and going to bed with knowing that I hadn't completed my steps. So I was like, that's it. Put my tennis shoes on, went outside, walked up and down the street.
Oh, my God.
At what time?
Easily 8:45. I'm totally.
That's really late for us.
Well, I knew we were going to be up anyways because my husband had already warned me about Spurs and the
Preds.
Hockey.
Yeah.
Preds.
Amy knows nothing about sports.
Nope.
I do know that the Spurs lost. Rest in peace.
Wait, you don't have to rest in peace to Spurs.
Wow. Guys, it's just the end of the season.
It's just the end of the playoffs.
Yeah, end of the play. I know my husband was really disappointed about it. Although I do like their coach. I watched him doing some press conference stuff. He's pretty cool. He's just not feeling the media at all. It's kind of funny.
He never does. It's awesome.
And then the Preds dominate.
He's like, they're like, why didn't y'all win? He's like, we didn't score enough points. Duh.
He's also in a bad mood.
Yeah, always.
Yep. It's pretty cool to watch the Preds after the game, though, last night. Like, gathered on the trophy. Nobody touched it.
It's awesome.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Fisher didn't touch it.
Wow.
Yeah,
so you're not supposed to?
Listen. If I acted like I knew a lot about hockey, I'd be lying. I grew up in Arkansas, okay? Mm-hmm. We didn't have hockey. My school was very poor. We had a football field, a okay basketball court, and no baseball field. We played baseball at a different school's home field. We didn't have a home baseball field. We for sure didn't have hockey because that was either way north where there's a lot of ice or rich. We were not either one of those. So the hockey that I would see would be video games. When NHL would come out, I'd play a little bit.
Yeah.
So I've been getting into hockey recently, like in the last month. I'm not even lying, acting like I'm not a bandwagoner, but I always say bandwagon's great because you really get into it and then you know more about it. So the next time it comes around, because soccer, I knew nothing about soccer until like the recent World Cups and the recent Olympics. And I was total USA bandwagon. But now I'm kind of into it for real life when it happens because I know how it works. But it's pretty cool last night with that happening.
What I think about hockey is they don't touch the trophy because the only trophy they want to touch is the Stanley Cup.
Is that the truth or just your thought?
That's what I think from the past watching hockey.
Yeah.
I've heard commentators, I believe, say that they don't touch it out of superstition, that the only trophy they want to touch is the Stanley Cup. and that's why they don't touch it.
The reason I think they don't touch it is because it's hot.
Yeah, oh, that's true. That's
yeah, it's
true.
Like it's in the oven, and so they don't want to touch it. We're just assigning theories to it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a good one.
They just took it out of the oven, and they place it on the table. I'm just like, ew, I don't touch that. Hot, 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 hot.
Hey, it's your Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
Thank you for listening. Hear the whole show back. Bobby Bones Show on demand on iHeartRadio. Or you can search back on iTunes, and whatever you missed, it's right there. Tip of your fingers, listen to whatever you want. Right there on your phone, computer, whatever you want. Appreciate that. We'll see you tomorrow. Always, I don't know. Anything you want to say?
No, just tell everyone to have a great day. Thank you for listening. And as always, we'll be back tomorrow.
I like that attitude. I got to go to a 5-hour board meeting right now.
Ew.
I know.
You better take some games. Or snacks or something.
It's not church camp.
You take snacks.
I'm going to a board meeting.
Snacks in a game. Yeah, that's it. Don't pay attention to anything they're talking about.
So take fruit roll-ups and popple.
That sounds so adult. I'm going to a board meeting.
I know. Tell me about it. So last thing I want to do is go sit.
Snacks. They probably will have some there for you.
I like the board, oh. And I like the people on the board, but 5 hours is
board
just...
games.
Get it. Oh, yeah, yeah. Board game for the board meeting. Guys, I got Monopoly. Right. Hold on a minute. Right. Thank you, thank you.
Have fun.
You're welcome.
Ooh. Yeah, I didn't say thank you.
I'm exhausted.
It's time to go.
I'm exhausted.
Here, we'll go ahead and wrap this thing up. Show's over. Bobby, have fun at your board meeting. Eddie, Lunchbox, good job today. Nada,
thank you, Amy.
Excellent work. Raymond, you are the best. Bobby Bones Show out. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.